Well, you've talked a lot about learning. In fact, I believe you say learning is the second most important pursuit of a human being.
Mm.
The question is begging, what is the most important pursuit?
I look students in the eye and I say, the most important thing you people can be doing is going in search of wisdom. And what do they do, though? They think that wisdom is something you can find. When I say go in search of wisdom, I mean go in search of the ability to be able to manufacture wisdom on the spot.
I've found it. It's over here.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's in those three proverbs or the Ten Commandments or the five things. And now I'll call upon it when it's necessary. And it'll be there to guide me when I decide to be on the straight and narrow. But meanwhile, I'm young. I want to live it up. It doesn't matter if I make some mistakes now. Wisdom is not something that you can sort of make and have and keep. It dissipates. You know, having wisdom is like having honesty. No one thinks of honesty as something that you have. You only make it on the spot. Honesty can only be arrived at when I confront you with the ability to be dishonest. And there you make honesty on the spot. Wisdom is like that. You have to make it on the spot. It's not something you have. Where is this thing called integrity? Where is it? Well, it's an intangible. It's a non-existent thing, but it is an ability to arrive at it. For me, wisdom is all about being able to make a decision that you know will not lead to regret. Wisdom is not something that you just have at the ready because you have learnt it, because you bought a book of wisdom and it's got these wonderful quotable quotes. A photo is but a picture of a beautiful moment. These words of wisdom in quote books are like a photograph of a lovely moment of thought. But you cannot go to the photo no more than you can use those words of wisdom. Wisdom is the ability for you on the spot to be able to be confronted with a situation and be able to manufacture your own decision, your own conclusion, your own action that you believe, understand, and accept that you know will not lead to regret. Our job is to go beyond the level of definition and to go into the level of consumption, where we consume to the point of fusion, where we fuse that knowledge into our whole being, where then it no longer becomes a compartment, it becomes us. When I bake a cake and I put sugar in it, once that sugar is melted right through that cake, there is no way you can get that sugar out again. Fusion to me is wonderful because there is no going back. Once I show you, or once I have told you something that is really important to your life and living, there is no way you can unlearn it.
This recording is copyright and can be found at losefriends.com.